Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
This administration will not stop contradicting themselves in their attempt to cover up the execution of 37-year-old Alex Preti. We have camera footage, not only of the murder, but now we have camera footage of Kristi Noem saying in one breath that the investigation is just beginning, but then saying conclusively in the next breath that this man was trying to harm law enforcement. You can't jump to a conclusion in the moments following an event like Stephen Miller did by calling him, quote, an assassin that tried to murder federal agents, and then hours later say the investigation is just beginning and expect anybody to trust you. We should not trust Kristi Noem. She needs to be impeached. The DHS needs to be defunded and ICE needs to be defunded. We cannot trust Stephen Miller, and we especially, uniquely, cannot trust Donald Trump or anybody that is in his immediate orbit like Caroline Levitt or J.D. Vance. Just backing up, Ken reports the DHS, Kristi Noem's Department of Homeland Security, not the FBI, will be the one investigating today's fatal shooting by its own officers. So the 37-year-old murder, the execution of ICU nurse Alex Jeffrey Preti, will be investigated by the people who did it, by the Department of Homeland Security, therefore initiating the cover-up. A really great question that Mark Caputo points out is, what does the smartphone footage taken by Alex Preti before he's shot and killed show? I mean, on video right here, it looks like 37-year-old Alex Preti is recording something. Presumably, he clicked the record button, so there's hypothetically footage of this entire interaction, but it's all reliant right now on Kristi Noem's Department of Homeland Security. And as I show you these videos, you won't have much faith in Kristi Noem to tell the truth afterwards. I just want to point out, protests are already breaking out across the country. Thousands of people are on the street in Minneapolis, according to this video. This was today. They are chanting strike. We also see people in Milwaukee marching through the street, even though it is below zero in most Midwestern states. Many states throughout the country are about to experience a snowstorm. Let me know if you guys are all staying warm, and make sure you drop a like on this video. And in Chicago, we see people protesting. This is where I'm living and recording. Maybe I'll make it out today or throughout the week. Right now, I'm locked in on bringing you guys breaking news coverage, but I'll likely go protest. I've been to multiple of the No Kings protests and beyond. Moving on to Kristi Noem's absolutely insane lie fest. This is almost worse than Caroline Levitt. She comes out and begins to claim that an individual approached U.S. Border Patrol with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun, but that is not true. All of the videos that we have seen, all of the videos that have been released, show him standing there with his phone in his hand recording. Referring back to this photo of Alex Preti with his phone in his hand, they are trying to claim that this phone was a gun. If he was actually brandishing a gun in that manner, he would have been dead way before that. But no, he's standing there with his phone, and then they tear him to the ground. We have slow motion, stabilized footage of him being torn to the ground, of an ICE agent coming and grabbing his weapon away from him. Look at the ICE agent in gray grabs his weapon out of his holster. Look at, you can see, pulls it away, and then he gets shot multiple times. I'm going to pause it there, but that conclusively debunks what Kristi Noem says in this video, where she lies shamelessly.
An individual approached U.S. Border Patrol officers with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun.
It was holstered.
The officers attempted to disarm this individual.
No, he was on the ground when they disarmed him.
But the armed suspect reacted violently. Fearing for his life and for the lives of his fellow officers around him, an agent fired defensive shots. Medics were on the scene immediately and attempted to deliver medical aid to the subject.
These are not defensive shots. I'm sorry to keep cutting her off, but I can't let her lie on his name only hours after he died. Look it. These are not defensive shots whatsoever. His gun had already been pulled away. The officers afterwards are even yelling, "Where is his gun? Where is his gun?" Because they were so befuddled and so confused, they thought that his gun was still on him. But Kristi Noem, of course, has to lie. Her lies are so mind-blowing, she then says, this individual attacked officers.
Intent to do bodily harm and other convictions as well. This individual went and impeded their law enforcement operations, attacked those officers, had a weapon on him, and multiple dozens of rounds of ammunition. Wishing to inflict harm on these officers coming brandishing like that and impeding their work that they were doing.
This is just a complete lie. Let's revisit the source footage dropped by DropSite News. You can see in the brown jacket right here, that is Alex Preti, only moments before he's shot. An ICE officer walks up, and the ICE officer pushes a woman over. Look it. The ICE officer pushes her over and Alex goes, "Whoa, what the hell, dude?" Then he gets pepper sprayed. He gets mobbed by ICE agents. And then that is when he gets pinned to the ground. His gun gets taken and he gets executed. This is so bizarre, violent, and the lies are even more offensive. Then Kristi Noem has the goal to say that the law enforcement officers are doing everything they can to protect the public. We just saw a video of an ICE agent or a Border Patrol agent pushing some woman to the ground and then pepper spraying Alex Preti, then murdering him.
And once again, I want to remind everybody that this situation and this tragedy did not have to happen. Our law enforcement are doing everything that they can to protect the public. We're praying for this deceased loved one's family and friends, but we also recognize that the Minnesota governor and the Minneapolis mayor need to take a long, hard look in the mirror.
What, did she really just invoke a thoughts and prayers after the second person has been murdered by ICE in Minneapolis over the past month? Are we going to slowly descend into fascism with masked people murdering U.S. citizens on the streets? And is Kristi Noem is going to continue to say thoughts and prayers? We're praying for them, and that's going to be her excuse? It's even more disgusting how she then tries to pivot and blame Jacob Fry and Governor Tim Walz, like they have anything to do with the violence breaking out. They have repeatedly said, stay peaceful, stay peaceful. Kristi Noem and these ICE agents are the ones that are hurting U.S. citizens on the streets. You can't say law enforcement are doing everything to protect citizens when I can show you a video of law enforcement shoving a woman to the ground and then pepper spraying everyone nearby, then killing the closest nurse. She's then asked, will DHS be leading the investigation into the shooting? And here's where she concedes and admits that they are going to be covering this up by leading their own investigation. This is quite literally the oldest trick in the book. A police force murders somebody, and then they say, we're investigating ourselves. Oop, we investigated ourselves. We found no wrongdoing done by ourselves.
Any questions that you may have?
Yes. Is DHS leading the investigation into this shooting? And if so, will there be a criminal investigation? And also, will we see body camera released from the officers involved?
We are conducting this investigation just like we do all other officer-involved shootings, and we'll continue to do that. So that is unfolding, and we'll give you more details as those are released.
Officer-involved shootings generally should have coordination between the first responders, the people who gathered the evidence, and broader law enforcement agencies, not it being swept up by the DHS and they spike any other agency from being involved. Also, what I want to see more than the body camera footage, which I do want to see, is the footage coming from Alex's cell phone. I think that is incredibly, incredibly important. It's also worth pointing out DHS Secretary Kristi Noem is about to have yet another round of articles of impeachment filed against her due to the increase of violence from ICE perpetuated under her. Ranking Member Thompson, who is a ranking member on the Committee of Homeland Security, released the below statement saying yet another U.S. citizen has been killed. ICE and CBP must leave Minneapolis. DHS must release the body camera footage. Republicans must force ICE and the CBP leaders to testify. They must vote against funding the Customs and Border Patrol and ICE. And we must take steps to impeach Kristi Noem. If you think that's a good idea, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. She's then asked, did he brandish a gun? Because there is no footage of this happening.
Did the 37-year-old who had a license to carry, did he brandish a gun? And at what point did law enforcement retrieve the gun and also the magazines from him? Can you offer clarity on
this individual showed up to impede a law enforcement operation and assaulted our officers? They responded according to their training and took action to defend the officer's life and those of the public around him. And I don't know of any peaceful protester that shows up with a gun and ammunition rather than a sign.
Are you joking? A peaceful protester that is an American effing citizen. This is the United States of America. We have the right to carry, to concealed carry. We have the right to have a permit just like Alex Jeffrey Preti did. But now Kristi Noem's argument is that if you have a gun concealed anywhere, near anyone, near law enforcement, you can get shot and killed. This is not a very freedom-esque argument coming from the party of small government, apparently. This is despicable. And I think it's also worth pointing out, if they responded according to their training, that says a lot about their training or lack thereof. Is their training from the movie The Departed just to shoot and kill? Is there training to play rounds of Call of Duty? Sorry to be crass, but these ICE officers aren't trained. They unloaded bullets into somebody who is laying there motionless. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos and the passion we bring, drop a like and subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.